This is a dictation from Dr. Oliveros for June the 14th of 2023. The name of the patient is Alan Skipper. The last name is K-I-P-P-E-R, the first name, Alan, A-L-L-A-N, middle initial, S. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white male that has been following our practice since July the 3rd, 2019. The patient has a past medical history of arterial hypertension that at the present time is treated with a low sodium diet, fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and the administration of losartan, 50 milligrams on a daily basis. Period. There is also history of hyperlipidemia. He has been taking 80 milligrams of atorvastatin also on a daily basis. On May 27th of 2020, the patient was admitted to Advent Health System with chest pain. A cardiac catheterization was performed and two stents were deployed in the left anterior descending coronary artery. The patient was on antiplatelet therapy for a year. He is doing well. He follows with his cardiologist on a regular basis. The patient is completely asymptomatic. This is a patient that has never smoked, doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis, just a glass of wine occasionally, and has never used recreational drugs. At the present time, the patient weighs 205 pounds. The blood pressure is 132 over 82. The BMI is 27. Period. The complete physical examination is going to be a forward to the medical staff office at the Advent Healthcare upon request of the credentials committee. Period. Assessment number one. Arterial hypertension, the patient is with arterial hypertension that is completely normal with the administration of losartan. Period. The laboratory workup shows that it has a urinalysis that fails to show evidence of proteinuria. There is no hematuria. There is no evidence of infection. the protein creatinine ratio is with a normal range, less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, a patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The hyperlipidemia has been controlled with the administration of atorvastatin. Number three, coronary artery disease. He had PCIs to the left anterior descending. He follows with the cardiologist on regular basis and has been completely asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a remote history of nephrolithiasis. He has been followed a diet that is low in sodium and he doesn't have any evidence of hypercalcemia and doesn't have any symptoms regarding to this remote nephrolithiasis. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy with very mild nocturia. The urinalysis is completely normal. The following number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 16.7, hematocrit of 50 with platelet count of 251,000. There is no evidence of left shifting. Period. Next line. The neurological examination is completely normal, as stated in the physical examination. The neurocognitive examination, we use the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. The patient's attention and orientation, as well as memory and mathematical abilities, judgment, as well as reasoning were tested. The patient scored 28 out of 30 points.